I was so lost.
Word, it could have been catch up too.
If you are interested in how we program our radio show or have any questions for us, feel free to email us at ourtownourtruth@gmail.com. 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 Thank you for listening. Catch us next Friday and every Friday on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting at Castle Huts. And I am your host, DJ Sosa. This is my sound engineer, DJ Shy Money, and we'll catch you next Friday.
We out.
Hi there, folks. This is Nick Salomon of the Bevis Rond. Just having slurped down some cherry juice. How do they make that? Take out the pips, I suppose, and squash it. Anyhow, you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Acre. And legally, we're clear. Hooray. Have fun.
Here is an announcement I have been meaning to say for weeks now. This is a film series here in lovely downtown Craryville, New York, in Columbia County, right there on Route 23 at the old Random Harvest, which is now the new Random Harvest store spot right there on Route 23 in Craryville. So Random Harvest has teamed up with Mumbet's Freedom Farm. And they do a lot of really awesome cultural events. They have some dance parties there. They really try to hold community space up there on the second floor. And they're doing a film series called Four Elements. Four Elements. That's right. Water, Earth, Fire, and Air. The next film coming up is the theme of Earth. And the movie is The Seeds of Vandana Shiva. This film will be shown February 17th at Random Harvest on the theme of Earth. And then in March, on March 10th, on the theme of Fire, is the movie Gather. And then in April, on the 14th of April, on the theme of Air, is Queen of the Sun.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Wireless Reconnaissance, Broadcast Surveillance, Transmission Art, and more, Saturdays on WGXC 90.7 FM Creative Community Radio.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books, Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Claire, and I'm from Sleepy Hollow.
I'm Amelia, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, I'm 9 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
And I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, also from Hudson. And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love. Oh, sorry.
Books we hate and bookish things.
And And that's what we're gonna do today.
All right, we've got a full house today.
Woo woo! We got four awesome. People. Wow, this is like the most we've had since Jada was on the show, which was like a year ago.
Yeah, it's nice to see you all. I can't wait to hear from all of you about what you've been reading or writing, etc.
Woo woo.
Since we didn't get to hear from Georgia last week, I'm wondering if we can start with you.
Sounds good. So the book I'm going to share today is called The Apprentices by Mel Malloy. And this is the second book in the series to the book I shared the last week I was on, which is called The Apothecary. So do not read this unless you've read The Apothecary. I mean, you can, but it won't really make sense. I was honestly expecting it to not be as good, and the beginning wasn't super good, and so I was like, oh, this is just another bad sequel. But actually, it's, like, just as good. I like the first one a bit more, but it's still, like, almost just as good. It's different from The Apothecary, because in The Apothecary, it's told from Janie, the protagonist, like, the main character's perspective, and it's told from, like, first person, so it's like I and sort of shows her thoughts, but in this one it sort of switches off every chapter, the perspective, and it's not first person, it's like, is it third person where it's like they do something, they, is that third person? I don't know what kind of person is that, but it's some other person, but it's like Janie did so and so, but like it switches perspective. And I really like that, like, they aren't next to each other and they all have to find each other. And you sort of can, like, feel them, like, coming together. And it's really cool. Also, at the end, it has a plot twist. And I did not think it would happen. I thought it would end up being saved. But it actually happened. I'm not going to say what. But it's really juicy. Okay. So now I'll read the description. Together, they can do anything, but they have to find each other first. 2 years have passed since Janie Scott last saw Benjamin Burroughs, the mysterious apothecary's defiant son. Now, Benjamin and his father are on the other side of the world, treating the sick and wounded in the war-torn jungles of Vietnam. But Benjamin has also been experimenting with a magical new formula that allows him to communicate with Janie across the globe. And when he discovers that Janie's own experiments have gotten her into trouble, he calls on their friend Pip for help. The three friends are thrown into a desperate chase around the world to find one another, while trying to unravel the mystery of what threatens them all. Acclaimed author Mel Malloy seamlessly weaves together magic and adventure in the sequel to The Apothecary, with stunning illustrations by Ian Schoenher or something. But it's so good. It's like, it's like a mystery, but has some magic to it at the same time. It's so, 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 so good. I would totally recommend it. I'd say, though, it says 10 plus on the label, and I would agree. I'd say it's like 9 or 10 plus, because there's a little bit of, like, kissing. Hence, eye roll. You guys probably couldn't see that, but radio listeners out there, I just did an eye roll, major one.
Yeah, what does an eye roll sound like on the radio?
It's like this.
Sounds like nothing on the radio, though. Like
nothing. Yes. So. That sounds really fun, though. I'm glad you're enjoying that series.
Yeah, it's a really good book.
And is it a trilogy?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Does the third one also start with an A?
This?
Yes, all of them start with A's. I just started the third one today. I've gotten like one or two pages in. So the first one is The Apothecary. Second one is The Apprentices. And the third one is The After Room. It's so good, though. I would overall recommend.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's move on and hear from somebody else. How about let's hear from Claire?
Okay, so there's this book that me and my mom have been reading at night, and it is an adaptation of Hansel and Gretel. It seems like a board book, but it's actually very long. It does not have chapters, but it's just really, really, really good. And it has a lot more details than the first one. And I really like the illustrations and the colors that they use, and I'm almost done it.
Can you tell us who the author and illustrator are?
The author and illustrator is, it doesn't say it on the front.
The secret, a mystery.
Mike Mitchell Morgo, Emia I can't read this.
Complicated names, huh? Emma Chichester Clark and Michael Morpurgo. Oh, he wrote some chapter books. Like he did, I think he did War Horse. Forget what else. He's written a lot of books.
And it's like really, really good. And then there is this one by Mo Williams called The Frustrating Book. Hmm. And my mom laughed so hard on it. I'll show you a part of it. I just have to, okay.
Yeah, his books are pretty funny.
Yeah.
I haven't read that one.
The Big Story. Ready? Almost. Hi, Zoom Squirrel. Hi, squirrel friend. What is this? We have feelings! And we want to share some with you. Really? Wow. That makes me feel happy. First, this is on the house. Cool. Would you like another feeling? Something new? New? Yes, I would like to reveal a new feeling. Let's see. Have you ever been disappointed? I'm not sure. Okay, disappoint me. I'm ready to be disappointed. When would you like us to disappoint you? When? Now. Now? We cannot disappoint you now. You have to make a disappointment appointment. A disappointment appointment? Yes. That's too bad. I was really looking forward to being disappointed now. That makes me feel, well, I don't have a word for it. Maybe we can offer you a different feeling. Okay, great. Oh, now a new feeling for you. Frustration. Frustration? Okay. Frustrate me! Let's see. Oh, bad news, Jimmy. We cannot frustrate you. You do not have any frustration. Well, then why did you offer it to me? Come on. First, you cannot disappoint me. Then you cannot frustrate me. That makes me so. This picture is like really creepy. Look at that.
Very cool.
And so I read a little part of it in the middle, just to let you know, so that's not how it starts out. Also, I have this book that I found. It's The Sky Observer's Guide. And I haven't read it that much, but it shows you constellations and it tells you about observing the skies and stuff. How to observe stars, moon, sun, and planets with unlimited eye blinders and telescopes, planet locks, sky maps, lists of sky objects, 50 paintings and photographs, a golden handbook, the Sky Observer's Guide, a handbook for arms, whatever that says, and yeah. That's what I have today.
That is a diverse assortment of books.
Yes.
I like it. Do you like to look at the stars?
What?
Have you done that much? Looking at the stars and trying to figure out the constellations?
But once it was really cold, I think in December, and I saw the Big Dipper.
Oh, cool. I only know a few of the constellations by sight, but it's fun to make up constellations, kind of like how you can see things in clouds and like try to decide like what a cloud looks like. Like that one looks like a dog. That one looks like a bunny. I like to do that with the stars.
That was really good. I remember my first shows and they were not nearly as good as that. The first one I came like with like my whole thing written on a note card and I like dressed up for it.
Aww.
I like wore a dress, even though it is over Zoom, and I came with the whole thing written down on a note card, and I was very like awkward, but that was just so smooth, and honestly, that's better than I do most of the time. That was so good. I loved all of those. Also, I love Mo Williams. I love Mo Williams. I really like, my favorite ones by him are The Pigeon Needs a Bath, like the Pigeon series. I love those.
I like Gerald and Piggy. Or is it Elephant and Piggy? That's Elephant and Piggy, but one of them's Gerald.
No, it's Gerald and Piggy.
Yeah, they're very good, all of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check out that one that you read a little bit from. That sounds really fun and funny. Uh-huh. I like the disappointment appointment.
Oh, I think I know why he made him feel that way. Because then, could I take a guess? I just so you know, I haven't read the book. Maybe that's how he's making him frustrated.
Yeah, by saying that he can't frustrate you. But he's actually getting frustrated just by them saying that they can't frustrate him.
I knew it.
He seemed really frustrated.
Very.
Well, why don't we move along to Fatia? What did you want to share today?
I want to share, like, a poem I found. It's, like, a really nice one. It's called The Snowflake Prayer. Thank you, God, for the gift of winter, for the cold, frosty snow and shimmering icicles, and most of all, for snowflakes, ever so amazing and special. So one of a kind. Let me remind you that in your eyes, so beautiful, so special, so one of a kind. Thank you, God, for snowflakes. It's pretty short, but I liked it a lot, and it reminds me of winter.
I don't think many people were thanking God for the cold last week when it was freezing out. But snowflakes are always nice in my mind.
Yeah.
Claire, you had a question?
I was just going to say something really short. There's this book at school that's really sad, and it's called The Giving Tree, and it's really sad and beautiful. I just wanted to say that. Oh. I sort of like that poem.
Short and beautiful, just like the poem. Well, thank you for sharing, Fatia. I love when you bring poems to share. So, Amelia, did you have a book to share this week or anything you wanted to share?
I started a big old like overhaul of a series I was really into like a couple years ago. Have you ever gotten into a really long series and then fallen out of interest, and when you try to pick it back up again you don't remember what's happening? Yes. I'm having that moment. So I've taken the first manga I was ever really into was a manga called Black Butler, which has over 20 volumes now, several chapters. It's a pretty massive thing. It's more of a teenage to older audience series, but I tried to pick it up again a couple days ago because the newest volume came out and I didn't remember what was happening. So I had to go back to where I could remember what was happening and start over. And I'm so upset about it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like I get to relive one of my favorite series all over again, so it's not that bad. Sometimes you just gotta read things for fun, which I haven't been able to do a lot since I just graduated college, and a lot of my time is taken up reading things that were not for fun, like textbooks and assignments. But now I have graduated, and I got my diploma in the mail just a few days ago. Oh, cool. So now I can take time to read for myself, and it's really great. And sometimes that just means rereading old stuff that you enjoy. Besides that, I don't have anything else new to talk about, but I do have a question for like the younger viewers, mostly because I have no idea if this series is still popular, and I need to know because I recently looked it up online and realized that the plot of this series was absolutely insane. And also the one book I read from the series was apparently the 25th book in the entire thing. Is Animorphs still popular? I need to know, is Animorphs still popular?
What's Animorphs?
Oh my god, that hurts me. So when I was really little, like around your guys' age, like 8 or 9 or whatever, back when the library was still by the elementary school, that's how long ago this was, I would go there and I would always borrow either Goosebumps books or Animorphs books. And I never read the Animorphs books, except for one. I read one. It was the one with the anteater on the cover, and I looked it up a couple days ago, and it was the 25th book in the entire series, which is probably why I never borrowed them again, because I thought that was the first book, and I didn't understand what was going on.
Oh!
But I looked up the plot, Yeah, I looked at the plot like several days ago and found out that it was just like the most insane soap opera of a YA novel I've ever looked at. And it wasn't even really YA, it was like younger than YA, but it was still probably the most complex plot I have ever heard of in any book I've ever read. I didn't know aliens were involved in the Animorphs, which is why I had to ask if it was still popular, because I was hoping one of you could explain what's going on to me. But not. Apparently it's not popular anymore.
I think I remember. So I got one of the Animorphs book, the like horse girl one, from a little free library, and then I forgot to ever take it back.
I feel and like no one really starts reading Animorphs at the beginning, do they? They all just see a cover.
It ended up getting thrown out when we moved because I never read it. I started it, but it was like really, really, really complicated and boring and annoying because I was like six.
Yeah.
And it was really complicated and boring and annoying. And like, I literally never heard anyone mention a word about it. So I was just like, yeet this. And so I just yeeted it off my desk and just like yeeted it behind my bookshelf. But I've literally, other than that, I've never seen it or heard of it.
Yeah,
I do not think it's popular anymore.
I don't think they're very popular anymore, except that I think people that grew up reading them sometimes like go back to them, or like yeah, if they have kids, maybe introduce it to their kids.
They were a very specific audience.
Mm-hmm.
It was very strange, and I think a lot of people I've spoken to actually found the covers kind of like unnerving.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they were scary, man. That cover was scary.
Like, the pictures of the kid, fine. The pictures of the animal, fine. I don't need to see the stages in between. That's just upsetting.
Yeah, that was scary. That is very upsetting to look at. That scared my poor six-year-old self.
Yeah, I remember the one book I read, I don't remember everything. I do remember being extremely distressed by the descriptions of, like, them being able to turn into animals. Like, I did not like it. I was not fond of it at all.
It was too slow-moving for me. Mm. Also, it was really annoying. The girl in the first page, I remember, was like, "My name is Jessica," or something starting with a J.
I think it was Jessica.
"I can't tell you my last name, because then I might get captured by an alien. You never know who is an alien. It could be you, reader."
God, I refuse to believe anyone actually just started reading the Animorphs at the beginning like a normal person. I feel like everyone has either like stumbled across or been ambushed by that cover. And it's not even a sense of, "Oh, this looks like a nice cover." It's, "What is this cover? I need to know what's going on in this book."
Yeah,
for my own sanity. It's just a sense of morbid curiosity that drives people to read Animorphs.
Yeah.
I have never met anyone with a different experience.
That's so true, though. Also, I was like, "Oh, wow, this looks cool." Also, I got it. I wasn't really that interested, but I got it anyways because my mom told me I had to get it before I got any more graphic novels.
Ugh, that sucks. My parents never did that to me. Thankfully.
It's just because I'm a pretty good reader, but my parents want me to challenge myself. I mean, I like novels. I was reading like so many graphic novels, I hadn't read a novel. And so my mom let me pick out like six graphic novels. So she's like, "Okay, could you just pick out one novel?" And I was like, "Okay." And so I picked it out because it looked cool, but I never
knew it was the Animorphs.
Yeah, it was
excellent
not
choice.
Everything I know about Animorphs has been against my will.
Lol.
Oh my god. I don't know. I should have just stuck to Goosebumps books. Those are my all-time favorites.
You should have.
Thanks. They're still very good to me. I still have some DVDs of the original show.
DVDs?
Yeah.
Dang, you're old.
I like DVDs. I still get
you're
DVDs.
Old.
I have this like fear that streaming platforms are just gonna disappear into the ether
and
void one day, and I'll lose all my favorite movies. So I have DVDs of my favorite movies.
What you wanna know how old I am, Georgie? Georgie Porgy. Sorry. I just read it, so I said
could I guess?
Do you wanna know how old I am? I have.
Yeah, but can I guess first?
I have VHS tape.
I watched VHS tapes when I was so little. My grandmother had a VHS tape player, and I would watch old Care Bear movies on it.
The trick is I don't have a VHS player anymore, but I do have VHS tapes.
Oh, Emily, I'm going to guess that you are 43? Really?
Oh my god.
Yep.
How did you do that? Dang.
It's true.
Also, Amelia, what year were you born?
2002.
Thank goodness, because I was going to say, if you say something starting with a 19, you are a certified randy.
No, I wasn't.
Nope,
I was born,
actually,
like,
certified.
2 years after Y2K.
Nope, certified grandpa.
Thank you.
What?
Okay.
Old grandpa. Am I a grandpa?
You're great, 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 great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great,
great, great, great, great,
great, great, great, great, great, great, great,
great, great, great,
You have like a nice aunt vibe, but I mean that as like a compliment.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll be a great, 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 et cetera, auntie. I'll take it. With pride.
And I do have DVDs of those old Care Bear movies, by the way. I don't care. They're nostalgic to me.
Nostalgic. I haven't seen any Care Bear shows. I've only just seen like stuffies of them and clothes with them on.
Oh, I have a stuffy of a Care Bear. It's like a massive stuffy with an apple on it.
So we need to wrap it up.
Oh, you need to share.
I don't think we have time.
Oh,
so
no.
I'll save mine for next week. It's okay.
No. I'm going to take over the show with Animorphs of all things.
It's okay. Your great, 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 great auntie is happy to wait until next week.
Not enough greats, Emily. Not
I know.
Enough.
I should have said et cetera, but. As much as we would love to talk about Animorphs and Goosebumps and How Old I Am forever and ever, we're out of time for today, so we're going to have to say goodbye, but we hope everyone out there listening has a great week filled with lots of quality reading time.
We'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading!
Happy reading!